The Burt Show.
Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excited and very curious this morning.
Okay.
Okay, this may be the most bizarre. You're 35 years old.
Yes.
And you've never had a sip of alcohol?
That's correct.
Really? Okay. Is it?
No. I'm sorry. I've had a sip of alcohol. I've had one drink, but as far as I can tell, as far as I can recollect, I've never had more than one drink in a 24-hour period.
Okay, now that's not the bizarre thing to me, because a lot of people don't drink. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you've picked this weekend to sort of break your streak, for what reason?
Well, a couple of months ago, I went out with this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got on the topic of alcohol. He's one of the few people who've actually noticed that I don't have more than one drink, because I've always done a really good job of kind of ordering what everyone else orders and just dipping on it, but not ordering drink after drink. I just order one. I usually drink about half of it. So we got on the topic, and he said, you know, that's just, it's crazy. You've never been drunk. You've never experienced that feeling. And, you know, we didn't talk about it for that long or anything. It didn't take up the whole date. I'm not seeing him anymore. But I haven't been able to stop thinking about that I've never done that. You know, that it's something I've never experienced.
I hate it when somebody says something like that and they get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just keep hearing that over and over again.
Oh, by the way, I want to put it out there to the listeners that I'm not on the voice disguiser because I am embarrassed about this. You know, I'm not like proud that I've never had a drink. I'm not embarrassed that I've never had a drink. I work for a conservative company, so I'm just trying to stay anonymous because of that.
Okay.
But really it's just, you know, it's something I haven't done yet, but I'm going to do it this weekend.
This weekend has no significance other than this guy just got in your head and you've been thinking about it ever since. So you've declared this weekend the weekend of Burt life.
I've gone out one time in 4 months.
I mean, basically, you know, and I got my girlfriend to go with me this weekend, and we're going to take taxis. So I'm, you know, this weekend it works.
Okay.
Monday's not a huge day at work, just in case, you know, I have a
just in case,
hangover.
You know, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we...
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm glad that your girlfriend's going with you, because when you first said it, I thought you meant this guy had said that and then he was giving you a hard time about it and that you were going to be in his care.
No,
with
she
this.
Said she's not seeing him anymore.
Good. Okay.
He's
okay.
Just stuck on this, in this loop on her head.
Gotcha.
In her head.
So she's got herself an inebriation wing person,
okay,
which
perfect.
Is what you need.
Okay. And a taxi. Good.
So
and
you have zero idea about what it's like to be buzzed or what to expect the next day. I mean, this is a whole foreign world for you.
Right.
When you usually.
I have lots of questions.
When you have one drink, what usually is it? Is it a beer, a glass of wine, or a cocktail?
I usually order what kind of the rest of the group orders. So if I'm out with colleagues from work and we're doing dinner with wine and they all order red wine, then I usually do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of sip on the red wine. Or if it's Friday night and we go to a Mexican place, I'll get a margarita. Or if it's a wedding... Champagne, and I just sip on the champagne and do the champagne toast.
So you'll get a margarita at the beginning of the night and then just nurse that thing, and when they come back around, you're like, no, I'm good, and then nobody questions it because they saw you drink it, so you're cool.
Stall a little bit, you know, like, oh, let me try to figure it out. I'll come back to me so that then I can hear the other order.
That's funny.
So what are the questions you have that you want to run by us as far as being drunk goes?
To the alcohol experts of the room.
And we just had it. At what point did you decide that we would be the ones who best were able to answer that? Was it something that Wendy said or something that Burt said?
You know, I think it's just listening to you guys and how much fun you have in the Monday morning stories.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, you know... You could be a good authority on the subject.
Yeah, it's like looking in the mirror. That's great. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm a father of two. I'm backing out of this conversation.
Oh, well, she needs to have her.
What time did you go to bed last night?
1 o'clock. But that doesn't mean I was drinking the whole time.
Oh, come on. Oh, you don't go out without drinking the whole time.
What time did you set your last cocktail down?
12:59.
This conversation is not about me.
She needs to
okay, hold on. Let's just clear this out. Wendy, what time did you get in last night?
Same time.
There you go. So she fit the right place to call.
let's put the focus back on Carolyn.
Possible. You all have to get up so early. You maintain your awesome job, and you manage to have fun, too.
Well, you definitely need McDonald's on standby for carb loading afterwards.
Or Chick-fil-A.
And a Tylenol.
Was that one of your questions on what to eat before and after, or what?
Ooh, so, yeah, I mean, definitely. First of all, let's talk about how much should I drink?
A lot.
One drink an hour, two drinks an hour.
I love how anal retentive she is about it.
I know, right?
She's going to be timing it, checking her watch.
Oh, honey,
After a while, she'll lose track of time, so she won't have to be as anal retentive.
It all depends on what your intention is. I mean, is your intention to keep, like, steady buzz? Is it to, like, go over the top and really, like, experience and embrace this and feel bad the next day?
Do you want to throw up?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Throw up.
I don't want to throw up.
No. You're 35 years old. You shouldn't be throwing up.
But she's never done this before.
From my minimal drinking experience, I've had like a slight buzz, but I'm not sure exactly what you mean by like maintaining a steady buzz, or what's the other option? What does it feel like?
Well, I mean, you can sort of feel the alcohol taking effect. You've heard the word tipsy before. You just sort of feel a little lightheaded and a little fun.
Well, and you can either go like. We made this analogy yesterday for something else, but you can either sprint to the finish line or you can do the marathon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have one or two drinks an hour, then, well, probably for you more like one an hour, then you're doing the marathon thing. But if you want to sprint to the finish line, then you're going to be taking like, you know.
Four shots an hour, one.
Shots and all that stuff. And then you'll be done in 2 hours, you know.
I think she should stay away from shots.
Yeah, no shots.
Throw up.
Yeah, that's, you need to stick to like alcohol 101, which is like Kahlua.
Yeah, what
should I drink?
What's
an amaretto sour?
Yeah.
This is so it's difficult. Well, one, I do think that you should stay away from shots completely, even if they're offered to you if you don't want to get sick.
Don't tell anyone around you that this is your first time getting drunk, because then you're going to get all four horsemen.
People take great pride in the fact that they can be the first one to sort of put you over the top and make you really, really drunk. So don't tell anybody around you.
And different liquor affects different people, because there's some liquors that make people happy and some that make them mean. We were talking about this off air.
What are the happy liquors?
Well, it's different for everybody. You're not going to know. Like, I know Patron makes me feel tall. Every time I do a shot, I grow 2-3 inches.
That's funny.
And strong.
I was about 6 foot when I left the W last night. you just don't know these things.
And recipe for a 35-year-old female?
It's got to be like the most basic drinks of all. It's like those.
Like vodka soda, vodka cranberry.
Even that's too much, don't you think?
Should I do liquor or wine or beer?
I would.
Oh, I don't think beer.
I would do.
Beer is going to make you full and you're going to have to pee a whole lot.
You'll feel bloated. Yeah. Beer, no.
I'm going with either white wine.
That'll get you a quick
Here's
buzz.
The problem with the white wine. It has to be a really good. Headache. By the way, this is a pathetically awesome conversation.
I was just thinking about how pathetic this all is.
But it's awesome.
You all talk about drinking all day. You got to embrace it.
I'm an alcoholic. Brent's an alcoholic. I mean.
How dare you?
Seriously.
So
Save that too.
So I think that if you went with the problem with the white wine is you got to go high end, or else you're going to end up feeling like there's a bus parked on your face the next day, and that could get expensive. If you go with a quality vodka and have them mix it light, so you're getting, you know, so you would do like a vodka
tonic with a splash of cranberry,
yes,
and
something,
some lime,
something like that.
Yeah.
And what about like mojitos with rum?
Sugar.
A good one.
Sugar though, bus on the face.
Cranberry mojitos are a good girly intro drink.
Good morning, Trina. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. I just wanted to say that if she's never gotten drunk before, she's gonna feel really miserable tomorrow. And to help make herself feel better, she should drink plenty of water the next day. Mm-hmm. to dilute the alcohol and eat some bread to help soak it up and make sure she eats before does all that drinking.
Yeah. I like to eat before I go to sleep. I know it goes against every health thing that you hear, but as far as like trying to keep a hangover at bay, for me, drinking water, like a whole bunch of water and food right before I go to sleep seems to help.
She needs to eat before she goes out.
Mm-hmm,
you
for
need
sure.
to eat before you go out. And I mean, you could even kind of drink some water in between your drinks too, you know, if you want to just kind of be sure, because the alcohol.
I don't want to pretend a sick feeling, please. Oh gosh.
You don't want the water
between the drinks, because water speeds it up in your bloodstream. That's why they say don't drink water when you're drinking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't drink water.
Vicky says we're concentrating we're focusing on the wrong thing here. Hey, Vicky, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yes, hello. Don't do it. This guy's a jerk. You will regret it. You will be sick.
What guy?
The guy that got in her head about it.
Yeah, don't do it.
So you're saying don't drink at all because this guy's just not on the up and up?
But she doesn't.
No, he's not on the up and up. I did it one time. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll be sick and you'll be hating yourself for the next week.
You've only been drunk one time?
I got drunk about 5 years ago. I hadn't had a drink in about 8 years, and I went out and got drunk for my birthday, and I was sick for 2 days straight afterwards. The only thing I could hold down was saltines and ginger ale.
Yeah, and you have to understand this too here, Caroline, that at 35 years old, your hangover is going to be way worse than you'd feel the next day if you were 21 or 22. Yeah.
Oh, no.
My guess is when we're talking to you again on Monday morning that this is going to be a one-shot deal. It's like you're going to do your thing this weekend, and it's going to feel so bad and throw you off for like 48 hours that this is probably it.
My advice is just to drink. I suggest vodka. I suggest vodka drinks and sip on them and just see how it goes throughout the night. Don't time yourself on a drink an hour or anything like that. Just go with what your body's telling you and stop whenever you feel comfortable.
Water in between. I liked that suggestion you made.
But when you get off, don't drink the water in between.
Don't drink.
I think you got to sip on it a little bit in between.
For her, I think, yeah.
I think it's a different story.
Yeah, I think
she's 35.
Just play it by ear.
She's old.
You know, just see how you feel. Don't feel the need to get obliterated if you don't feel comfortable doing that.
I would take, if you have time before work, I would call the fish also.
That's their advice.
And get some advice.
Red wine is what they're going to say.
The Burt Show.